The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing, and what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders. We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples. We've got Zest, with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons and limes. And we've got Strawberry. Well, with strawberries, of course. The question is, do you think Strawberry will be stunning, Tropical the tastiest, or Zest is best? The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.com. Okay, welcome. Bit of a special edition, a special dish of That's So Hun this week, because you're probably wondering why you can't see us. Well, if you're listening on wherever you get your podcasts, of course, you'll never see us. But if you're trying to watch us on YouTube, we're not there this week, because this is an audio-only quick check-in, because we are off to Brighton and Hove Pride this weekend, and we are in the thick of preparations, getting ready for our big show down at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness at Fabuloso in the Park. We are ready to rock. So we thought we'd just have a quick check-in with you this week, because we're going to have loads to tell you next week. Electra, are you excited for Saturday and Sunday at Brighton?
I am frothing. I am so, so, so excited. It's going to be good. I quite like this mysterious way of doing our podcast, though.
Do you?
Yes. See no evil.
Yeah.
Unawake, because you are speaking and you are hearing, so it's not that.
Yeah. So I tell you what, I'm going to tell you a bit about Brighton. Now, if you've been following the podcast, you'll know that we have been working with Strongbow this summer and building up to this fabulous event down at Brighton. And if you've been following Hunsnet socials this week, you will know that we have got some extra special guests joining us on Saturday and Sunday. Who have we got, Electra, on Saturday?
We have got Diane from the Traitors.
Yes.
Diane from the Traitors is going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we loved having her on the pod a few weeks ago, and we couldn't quite announce it then because things hadn't been signed, sealed and delivered. But we did announce it this week that Diane's joining us on the Saturday, Electra.
I'm so excited. She's going to supply the wine. I hope she brings that gin book of hers.
I know. I want to see how she's got on with it.
I bet it's even more full.
I bet she's got a massive file of facts now, because it was only tiny. If you do want to come and see Diane down at Fabuloso in the Park, make sure that you check the Hunsnet stories over the weekend to find out what time Diane will be joining us at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. And then on Sunday,
we've got the gorgeous, the stunning, I know they said Heather Smalls then. It's not Heather Small.
No, we've definitely not got Heather Small. And her name's not Heather. It's Cheryl Ferguson. So as you know, we've worked with Cheryl a few times over the summer. And we thought, what better way to continue working with her than to work with her again down at Brighton Pride. So Cheryl Ferguson, meme sensation, EastEnders icon, who used to play Heather Trott.
Not Heather Smalls.
Not Heather Smalls. Just want to make this really clear. Heather Smalls has not joined us in Brighton. Will be joining us on the Sunday. So, yeah, loads going on. We can't wait to see you. Come and say hello. We can't wait to party with you at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. And finally, all things Strongbow, got to tell you that the tickets are selling really well for our final Take a Bow brunch of the summer, which is in Manchester, the week after Manchester Pride. Make sure you check out our socials. The tickets are only a fiver. Can you believe it, Electra?
Bargain. Gosh, that's like less than a coffee.
Less than a coffee.
Less than a tinny, actually.
Less than a tinny these days. Yeah, so if you do want to join us at our Strongbow Take a Bow brunch, it's the weekend after Pride in Manchester. Tickets are a fiver, and you do get a meal and a welcome drink. So can't complain at that.
For a fiver, you get a meal and a drink.
Yeah, good bargain.
That's amazing, that.
It is.
I come.
You can. Right, listen, Electra, we've only got a short while to check in with people this week, but on the subject of Brighton Pride, I put a call out to see what people are wearing at Brighton Pride, because I'm literally like stressed at the moment, because I just don't know what I'm going to wear. I don't know what I'm going to wear, because last year we got rained on, didn't we?
Yep, I'm not going to lie, I loved it. I loved it when it rained. I felt so like, I don't know, I felt like I was in like a noughties music video, like getting wet and like crying and just, I loved it. It was so good.
Well, I've checked the weather forecast and I don't think we're going to get rain this year. So because we knew there was going to be rain last year, I kind of dressed for the occasions. I was in lots of like slippery fabrics so the rain could just, you know, slide off me.
You're always in slippery outfits, Cam.
I know. Yeah, I love a bit of pleather. So I've got a week to get it together. So I thought I'd put a bit of a call out on Hunsnet socials to find out what everyone's wearing. And of course, you lot have just taken the absolute piss as per usual. So here are what some of you have sent in. So somebody said that they're going to be wearing a Padam Padam jock strap with a sequin harness with space for my proud Mary and poppers. I think they might mean Lost Mary.
No, you can get Proud Marys. It's a cheaper version of a Lost Mary.
No.
Yeah, they sell them in Corner Shop.
You're joking.
No, I'm being
serious.
You're joking. Not another one. I quite like this outfit. I don't think they're taking the piss, calf. I think they're going to be wearing their jockstrap because I'll be wearing World 2, calf.
Really? don't come too close to me. I don't want to see your ass hanging out around me. So anyway, so we've got the jockstrap. Love it, babe. Somebody said somebody's coming with pearls and a kitten heel. It's what Princess Di would have wanted. We're back on Di again.
I've got so much Princess Di memorabilia in this house. There's even a book there of all of her outfits. I'm all for that. Get the pearl necklace out. Get the not kitten heels though.
No.
Kitten heel. I don't like a kitten heel.
And then somebody else has put that they're going to be tatted up in full girls allowed merch, like a right babe.
Was that you? Did you write that yourself? Because you love girls allowed.
I love Girls Aloud, but I didn't buy any merch when we went to see them there.
Did you not?
No.
I'm shocked at that.
I could get some at Brighton if we get there early. So, yeah, I've got a week to get it together. Have you got any suggestions on what I could wear? Like, what are you thinking? What's the vibe?
I think a padum padum jockstrap, calf, for you.
I am not going to steal somebody's outfit.
Why don't you? I've got an idea. All your little Lost Marys that you have in other those little vapes, like get some string and tie them all together and have a little like Lost Mary dress.
Like a jangly dress of Lost Marys.
Yeah. Like, do you know those beads that dangle from the door?
I'm not going to do that.
That'd look cute on you, Cal.
Actually, last year, tried to dress as the different flavours, well, or to try and like have a nod to. So I had some purple trousers for dark fruits and I had some orange trousers for tropical and I had some red as well. So I think I just need to revisit all of that maybe, but I don't want to wear an outfit that I've worn last year. What are you wearing?
Oh, I've got this gorgeous outfit that's very, you know, citrus. Oh yeah, matching hair as well. I'm just going to wear less clothing this year because it's going to be sunny. I'm going to speak to the Padam Padam person and see if I can borrow their jockstrap after they've worn it for a number.
Well, let's see what I'm wearing this weekend at Brighton and you can judge for yourselves, eh?
I hope you've got your fishy leather out, calf.
Oh, God. Now, before we go, there's a couple of things which have happened this week. And I got to say, I feel a little bit out of the loop. And I needed to have a chat about this. Can we just talk about what is this Brat Summer all about? Do you know what this Brat Summer... Like, of course, I know Charlie XCX has got the album, Brat. Mm-hmm. Everybody's gone wild for it. I know that it's green. I know that it's simple, you know, fonts and things like that. But what is a Brat Summer, Electra?
To be honest, Cap, I was hoping you'd but from what I've seen of this like Brat logo, of this like green and this writing, it looks like something you'd make on MSN.
Yeah. And I think that's intentional.
Yeah. So and it's 365.
365 Paddy Girl.
She's reeling off the things that we all love now that we used to love that have come back.
Yeah, well, most of the things. I mean, have you heard some of the lyrics? moving on. So I think this, like, this whole Brat Summer thing for me, like, I don't know, like, is it like you can just be messy? We're going to have a messy summer. We're going to stay up late. We're going to party loads. We're going to, like, you know, be rolling around the floor, you know, just like, don't give a fuck sort of attitude.
Get all sticky and bratty.
Sticky and bratty.
I'm a 42-year-old hon. I can't be rolling around the floor. I probably will.
If you don't look a day over 41, babe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, have you had any Brat Summer interactions, or have you done anything Brat Summer this year?
I've actually, everything I've done this summer, I've been with you, Kath.
Oh, yeah.
I think we've been very blatty.
Well, no, you've had a twat summer then.
Clarification, I've been nowhere near Gareth's twat.
Right, okay, we've got to talk about this because this is just something that is going on and on and on. Has Jade Single taken over your life?
Yes, I love Angle of My Dreams. It's fantastic. It is, it's new. It's like you've got so many different genres of music in one song. And is it a read? Is she reading Simon Cowell?
Oh, yeah, because she's like Somersault to the Psycho. Yeah.
That Gucci bit where,
bought your Gucci suit. Go on.
That person in the Gucci tracksuit, is that prosthetics or is that them?
Oh, in the video?
Yeah.
I don't know. He looks like a beefy kind of guy, like sort of built and stuff like that. We don't know. Yeah, let us know.
I'd like to know who that is.
Let us know. Yeah, I love it. I find myself like just could be doing anything in the day, and then all of a sudden I'm like, I call back the tune, or I'm like,
yeah, and you're cooking your tea, you make your potatoes boil, and you go, Angel of My Dreams,
and then you're like, it's taken over our lives. I think Angel of My Dreams is like this year's Padam Padam.
Hands down, totally agree.
Definitely. Well, we love it, Jade. We want to hear more of it. If you want to come on the podcast and chat to us about it, Jade, you know where
so
we are.
Welcome.
You're so welcome.
Baby, you're welcome.
Our angle. So anyway, love to stay in chat all week, but as you know, we're off to Brighton. I've got to pack the car with wigs, lashes, which aren't even mine. Before we go, Electra, can you leave us with some inspirational, with an inspirational quote that will get us through Brighton? We need some inspiration because they're going to be long days. What have you got for us?
It's just, you know, it's a traditional one, Kath.
Yeah.
Just for this, live, laugh, love, because you are the angle of my dreams, baby.
Well, that's lovely. We'll be back for another episode of That's So Hun next week. Thanks for checking in with us, and we'll see you at Brighton. Please come and say hello. Until next week, goodbye.
Goodbye.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you follow in at Strongbow UK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take A Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove's Pride in August. We'll see you there, huns. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.com.